Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And while we check in the shrimp box at Campo's Marina, we're also going to get a fishing report for you from Robbie Campo. Good morning, Robbie. How did the week go, and what's the weekend looking like?
Well, Don, I'll tell you, this week was fairly windy. It was a northeast wind for the most of the week. Kept the water up a little bit, which made red fishing pretty good up in the Biloxi Marsh and over and on the south side of Mr. Go going down towards Delacroix and going west of Delacroix towards the river. Did very well with redfish this week. Speckled trout fishing, not so much. It was, you know, catching, Don, it's not that they're not catching trout. They are catching trout. They're just undersized. There's hardly any 13-inch fish in these inside waters. There's a lot of you know, catching and releasing. So, you know, we talked about this last week, and it's the same thing this week. Nothing has really changed. They did pick up a few trout yesterday around that Point Chico area, going towards that Comfort Island and north over to Oyster Reefs, but you know, and the blind hog gets the acorn once in a while. We have a few guys who caught just a couple trout yesterday, but for the most part, it's not like it is in the spring when everybody could go to Long Rocks and just, you know, limit out. It's been tough for trout, but very easy for redfish. And you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's this time of the year. You know, I had a gentleman ask me this morning already, hey, when's the transition happening? I said, well, your transition is happening now. So it's in the process. It's in the makings. It's happening right as you're speaking. You know, so water temperatures need to come down a little bit. Water temperatures are still up in the 80s. Water temperatures coming down. You know, in the low 80s, but it needs to come down when it gets. When your water temperature gets around that 70-degree mark, at you know, 72, we're going to start seeing some excellent fishing right here in this right outside of the marina here. It's just not everybody wants fall to be here, Don, including me, but it's just not here yet. So we still have to deal with a little bit of heat for a little while longer, and then, you know, it's gonna turn on. But on the flip side of that, our bait tanks are full, and if you're coming fishing today, and today's your day, and it always happens like this, the most of the times the week is calm, but this week was kind of windy, so we had to deal with winds. But hey, like I say, today is your day. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. Our bait tanks are full of bait. All we need is people to show up.
Robbie, a couple things before you go. You know, instead of just wearing out those 12 to 13-inch trout and risking killing them before they can reach legal size, sometimes white trout will save the day. Still got some white trout around there?
Don, plenty of white trout. That's not hard to catch. Over by the Hopedale Dam, on this side of the dam, there's plenty of white trout. And tell you what else they're catching is a lot of big, nice croakers. It's something that we haven't seen in probably, 20 years around here, 30 years is, you know, they're not bull croakers, but they're non 10-inch croakers, so they, you know what I mean, they fit the description, but they just not. I remember bull croakers when I was a kid, they were like the size of, you know, juvenile redfish, you know. You remember that, Don? You remember those days fishing by the flash? But we haven't seen that in a long time, but they are some really nice, and this is what people call them, bull croakers, but it's not a bull croaker. A bull croaker is, you know, the size of a little redfish. But we have seen some nice croakers being caught, some nice white trout. So you can put you a box of fish together. It's just, you know, what do you want? You know, everybody wants speckled trout, Don, and look, I get it. I get it. But the reality is, you know, if the wind's not going to let you get in the sound out there to get them, you know, it's just, you know, even a northeast wind, Long Rocks is messed up because that wind blows right down the channel, you know, so it blows and it keeps it and it makes it rough right there. Whether you're on the backside of the rocks or on in the channel itself, it just stays rough. So, but the one thing it does do, it brings that water in so you could get up in places like Stump Lagoon and get in the back of Stump Lagoon, Muscle Bay, Pete's Lagoon, Cut Off, Brick Lagoon, Magnolia, you know, you could fish all these interior marshes, and boy, those redfish are so beautiful, Don. They're in that grass back there, and they look like pumpkins, man. They're beautiful. Yeah. So, you know, you got options. Believe me, you got options.
Love them fall redfish, and you can mix it up with some white trout, throw some nice sized croakers in there, and you got you a good meal. One last question: blue wing sightings. How's that been? Any teal?
Starting to see a few. My son told me they saw some last week while they were shrimping. Not in the numbers that we saw last year. So, but they do see some around, but not, I'm not going to lie to you. Look, and I have people who teal hunt, and this is what they love to teal hunt. And they've been all over that marsh, and, not many blue wing sightings up in the Biloxi Marsh. Now, I hear toward the river on the, you know, going behind that Delacroix side.
Right.
You know, but up towards Scarsdale, they're seeing some birds over that way, Don, but not over on this north side. No, sir.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing. Lots of birds around Delacroix, good, better feeding conditions there. But, hey, things change. You know, those things got wings, and overnight they can show up sometimes. So if somebody likes to get out there, what you got to lose? Bring your fishing pole, and after a quick morning, whether you score on a teal or not, get you some fish in the boat. Or take those shrimp home, those Campo shrimp, and fry them. They're pretty good, I hear.
Yeah, and they're pretty nice at this time of the year, too.
They are.
Shrimp are beautiful right now. So, yeah, well, like I said, hook the left and come and see us. We're waiting on you.
All right, Robbie. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, you're up next with your text messages at 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, your reports. I'm getting a few in. We'll share those with our other listeners. And also, we're going to talk about Lake Turnover this morning. That's not a place called Lake Turnover. That's a phenomenon that happens this time of the year. And how should you deal with it? We'll be back to do all of that right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.